Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to February 2022 under the Wrong Rock Strictly Sports
Nice.
installment. Today we got lots of not sports things to talk about, and that's where we're going to start. To the pop culture, just finished it up. Book of Boba Fett slash Book of Mandalorian slash Book of Baby Yoda.
Book of Star Wars.
Book of
Star
generic Star
Wars,
Wars
Infinity War,
stuff.
Star Wars Endgame.
Whatever it was, Boba was in the first couple episodes, the last episode, and he didn't die, which I thought for a chance they might kill him off. Grace was really on that train, but he survived, and now people are actually bowing to him and giving him respect. Spoiler alert, maybe we should have said that. But as we are all varying levels of Star Warsness, what did we think?
You didn't introduce us. I'm offended.
Yeah.
Oh,
What
well,
about us?
let's go to our panelist to talk about the biggest Star Wars nerd, probably of us all, Michael Wright. What did you think?
Hey,
Quick, what's your quick hit?
we was talking about finale or the season in general?
The season as a whole.
I liked it. I mean, it was the first. It's kind of weird. It's kind of up and down. I mean, I think we all agreed the first episode was kind of boring. Second episode was pretty fun when it was just Boba and the Raiders. Third episode was lame because we got introduced to the Power Rangers. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Mike.
Yeah.
Stupid people on the bikes.
Yeah, the Mod Rangers, yeah.
And then it got great in the middle of the season with Mando. And
It
then
got great
finally,
when Boba stopped
yeah,
appearing
when
in the
Boba stopped,
episodes.
yeah, when Boba stopped appearing. And I like the finale too. I mean, overall, I'll give it like a 7.5, 8 out of 10, because I
Where
think it
do
was
you
wreck it.
rank it as like a quick as compared to say we take it outside of the nine film linearness, take it
Yeah.
outside, put it, rank it with Solo. What's the other one?
We had
The
Solo, we
other
had Rogue One.
Rogue One, and then the two seasons of Mando. Don't allow the animated stuff in there.
I'd
But
s
if we rank the non main nine episode Star Wars stuff, where does it rank in that
I'm
five,
gonna
that group of five?
say Rogue One's first. I think Rogue One's aged really well. Then I'd put the two seasons of Mando, then I'd put Book of Boba Fett, then I'd put Solo.
And
'Cause I yeah.
now we'll
I have
welcome in
nothing
Mike
else to say.
Heinonen, who
Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo!
I think you're above me in Star Warsness.
Probably.
You guys are pretty close.
But I'm
But you're
up and
better at
coming.
connections than I am. I'm better at kind of the overall, but
I have
you're
to
better at
explain a lot
drawing
to
things.
Mike.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I go out of my way to learn. I mean, I
Yeah.
started watching recently, but so you're a seasoned guy, but you're like a seasoned, you're like a 12-year veteran who
He's a
like
Clone Wars guy too. He even watched all the
plays.
Clone Wars.
Okay, so you got that on me. I stick to the live action stuff, but nevertheless, 12-year veteran, kind of like an Al Horford, like you had some good years in there, but now you're just like sitting out waiting, like watching your slow demise, you know.
Or that paycheck come in.
Yeah,
Like a
that's
Richard Jefferson.
so. You're better at podcasting if you're Richard Jefferson. All right, well, Mike, what was your thoughts? First of all, do you disagree with the rankings that Mikey laid out? And second of all, where do you just how what were the highs and lows for you?
I think I liked Mando way more than I liked this as a
Pacing
whole.
wise.
Yeah, pacing wise, and just I don't know if it was just the pure number of episodes to kind of develop it all a little bit more, but it almost felt like with the Mandalorian episode, they like ran out of things to do. So it just didn't feel, it kind of felt like that one episode of Ted Lasso where it's like the beard just night out.
Yeah, or the
Felt like
Christmas
that of the
episode.
Star Wars
Yeah.
trilogy
Yeah, that's a
saga.
good comparison.
Like they just wanted to fill space while they were working on Kenobi and things of that nature.
Yeah, and setting up for Mando season three.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they just use it as a filler, not as like its really own standalone thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the
Yes.
best part was the arc with the Tusken Raiders, culminating like that kind of storyline, culminating with him getting that big kill with the staff rather than any of the other ways to do that. I think that like that was kind of a moment where I was like, yes,
yeah, it was the most that episode was the most like Boba we got of Boba, because I know a lot of people's main complaints is he's so ruthless like Boba Fett is in the original films that we just didn't see a lot of that in this show. And the only episode we really did was the Tusken Raider episode. And I guess a little bit towards the end when he killed Cad Bane and that whole fight scene. But for the most part, it's just kind of like Boba being, I don't know, not like a leader, but like just kind of a, he's just kind of there. Like he didn't kind of impose himself, I think, as much as people wanted.
The thing is, I think there's like a legend built up around Boba. Like in terms of live action, and again, this is where I come from. Like I haven't watched any of the other stuff. I haven't read, you know, the comics, fan fiction, all that stuff. That's kind of not really a part of it, but still, like, people have built up this, like, what is Boba Fett? Like, it's he's this badass bounty hunter, which we see part of in that original trilogy, but it really, we don't have a ton of hardcore things to assign to him.
Yeah.
And so I think there was, like, that expectation, and now he's an old guy. And we only saw kind of this recent snippet. And I think we would have been interested to see more of that farther back stuff and more exploring like his rise to bounty, like that time
early in Boba.
That time in between his dad dying right in front of him and, or his clone dad, whatever. Going all the way to, you know, the job to collect Han and take down Luke and all that. Like how did he rise to that? Like, I mean, that's the same, you know, the creation of what he is, because we saw him go from that to now, okay, somebody that we can respect a lot more because he went through this Tusken Raider rebirth from the Sarlacc pit, all that stuff. But I wanted to see him get there too. Like, I think that's really interesting. And his like history with Cad Bane.
Interesting. I know
that would have been interesting too. Cause they hinted at it, but they didn't get to it. So.
Clone Wars. Well,
definitely the same thing. Like I thought the whole series was going to be based on his kind of rise.
Yeah.
And then ending.
Yeah.
The movie basically.
Mm-hmm. That's so why I liked a lot of the flashbacks
thrown off at the beginning.
Yeah.
With the whole timeline of it all.
But. Yeah. They did kind of jump around a bit, and I liked the, when he was in that stupid bath, that's why I loved those flashbacks. Cause we kind of, what you two are saying, we got a little more of origin Boba and not present Boba.
But even the origin Boba was after he came out of the pit.
It
wasn't the badass bounty hunter.
Yeah.
That, you know,
we originally saw
just ruthlessly kind of went through his stuff. Yeah. Because it was.
Yeah. I know Mike has talked. I know Mike knows it. I think you do. The dent in Boba's helmet is from Cad Bane.
Yeah. But it was from a deleted scene, I think.
Exactly. Like it was.
So they still had room to create what that actually was.
Yeah.
And they hinted at it, but
and I think they're doing a second season of Boba,
but probably after a Mando season.
I guess because they
really left us on a Mando season.
Yeah, because we have Mando, I think, is rumored for the end of this year. Obviously, we have Kenobi in May. But yeah, I mean, obviously, I think the whole point of Boba was really to set us up for Mando season 3, if we're being completely honest.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, to set up the new Disney World experience.
Which I can't complain about.
The Galactic Star Cruiser or whatever. Yeah. Like, have you guys heard about that? You can, like, spend, like, $2,000 a night.
Yeah.
And, like,
Disneyland, right? A
Star Cruiser, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Disney World,
which you're going to. And
it did not get good reviews at all.
Really? Well, Disney shit's fucking expensive. My God.
It's thick.
It's
thick.
Unreal. It's such a monopoly. It's just a total cash grab, which sucks. I'm going to still pay you to buy me a lightsaber.
One of the parks we're going to is Hollywood Studios, which is where all the Star Wars stuff is.
Which is sick.
That's and it's hopefully going to be less busy than
I'm paying. I'm paying you to buy me a darksaber. I've seen a bunch of really cool ones
that still can't get through the damn force shield of the scorpion things.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, the darksaber like sucks. Like, like really.
Not only does it like suck to use, but it can't even do anything useful.
Yeah, he's like,
Can we talk about that one scene in the finale? I don't know if you guys have seen it over. I've just seen it on TikTok because people have been roasting it. Where the stupid Power Rangers people, the mechs, or the they're carrying Black Chrysanthemum, and then two of the pikes walk around the corner, and the stupid dude with the one eye does the unnecessary 360 spin.
People are blasting.
It's just,
Grace and I watching that live. We were like, okay, you didn't need to spin there. Like, it seems like you would throw yourself off more than anything.
So unnecessary.
You know, that's sometimes you got to do. The mods
have so much potential because they are like really cool, especially with
that
credit scene with Cobb Vanth being. Did you see that, Scotty?
Yes. He's in the back tank. Yep.
Yeah, he's in the tank. And I don't know if you guys noticed the guy who's doing the mod stuff. His name's Thundercat. He's a musician. He's a
bassist,
The difference between Scotty, Mikey, and I is, Mikey knows the guy of Thundercat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know generally that was a musician, and Mike's just sitting there drinking some bourbon or scotch or whatever.
The thing is, if I sent you a song, you'd be like, oh, I know this song. But...
If it's not Screamo, I don't listen to it. what was I going to say?
I have no idea.
No, I think I completely forgot what I was going to say.
Proud of you.
Yep. Yeah. I think we're good. All right. Well, we talked about it. The last time we spoke, but somebody else was not allowed in at that point because he decided, hey, you know what? Everybody's doing this thing. Maybe I might wait 2 months to do it. And that's Mike Heinernick.
Now I don't have
and work. Having sex. He just took a lot longer than all of us. But it's Spider-Man, Mike Heinernick.
I can't believe it was still in theaters.
He popped the cherry.
There were like 5 showings today. Like, it's still like fairly in theaters.
I mean, I believe it. Were there people in the theater with you?
It was a full theater.
No way. People are crazy. People have been nuts for that movie.
But like Saturday, midday.
It's fair. Yeah.
Prime movie time. No, it was good, I think.
What caught you off guard? Was there anything that really kind of threw you off that you didn't expect?
Honestly, it was fairly down the middle for me, except I didn't think he'd really go the full, like, everyone forget who I am route at the end. Like, I thought there would be, like, where I had thought
it'd be a catch
for a moment, at least, where, like, Nate and Dr. Strange, not Nate.
Ned.
Ned. And Dr. Strange were going to, like, magic up the fabric of time together.
Okay.
But.
What have been saying?
About what?
I said that would have been sick.
Yeah. I feel like there's obviously a storyline there that's going to continue.
Yeah.
But I wonder how far it got knocked off with Peter. Mm-hmm. But also, I feel like the way Dr. Strange, like, talked to him tells me, like, he kind of knew that would be the case. Or, like, he wasn't, like, totally off guard. He was just more impressed than surprised. I wonder if there's going to be a storyline now where, like, Ned comes into it while Peter kind of rebuilds his repertoire.
So two things that I've seen recently that I haven't been able to say because you haven't seen the movie. I think it was a couple weeks ago, script got released in the last scene where Peter goes into the coffee shop and says hi to MJ. Apparently there was a version of the script where Peter kind of says, he says something like, oh, like, never mind. He was about to say something and walks out. And apparently as he's walking out the door in this script, MJ says, oh, wait. And then, like, the movie cuts. which would have been interesting. Because she said before the whole mind race thing, like, oh, I'll find you. And then the second thing I saw a week ago, which kind of threw me off. So you know how Tony Stark's, all his tech and all his suits recognize him through Jarvis? That, like, it recognizes it's Tony Stark's suit won't work without Tony Stark. The suit that Peter had was made to recognize Peter. And the reason we saw Peter in a new suit in that last scene is because Jarvis didn't recognize Peter anymore, which really threw me for a loop.
So that means we're going to bring in White, what's his face?
Who?
From WandaVision. White Vision.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about White Vision.
White Vision's going to come back. White Vision's going to have to remember who he is. And then he's going to implant himself back into being Jarvis.
Okay.
And boom.
Everybody, I think we're going to get thrown for a loop for in Doctor Strange come May. I think we're going to get completely messed up.
That actually, Jarvis is the one entity that does remember.
Yeah, because and Jarvis
in a new suit.
But Jarvis is a...
I think that was just a handmade thing because... he was trying to rebuild him. His
kind of yeah, well, I think he probably just had to. Yeah, he just had to like rebuild it.
I think he's going back to like, okay, I'm going to go back to what I was.
Okay.
Where I started.
But that could be how he proves who he is. Yeah,
that's true. Good
point. That's where I thought you were going when you started saying that, Michael. I was like, oh yeah, Jarvis, like, because he's a machine. A living entity. All living entities will forget who you are, but you know,
a machine's not. You're right.
That's the loophole in the system.
True. I'm curious
where he can prove. Yeah,
because I think didn't Tom Holland sign on for like three more movies? So they have so much room to work with. And obviously, we had the I told you guys forever ago at the end of Venom 2 that Tom Hardy got blipped into the Marvel universe, and there had to be a reason for it. And he was
and then blipped. Then we saw Danny Rojas.
Danny Rojas.
Danny Rojas in the MCU confirmed.
I want him to come back.
Did that fire you up? Did you like slap Haley? We're like,
Danny Rojas.
Spider-Man is live.
So funny.
That was great. I lost it.
Haley and I initially were like, when Nate walked in the coffee shop, we got mad. Like,
Ned.
No, fuck, Ned and Zendaya vibes.
Yes. Yeah. I think I told this to Michael last time we recorded. Yeah. I think I said I thought they were going to like kiss or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, aah!
Weird.
But I'm kind of glad they didn't do it because that was almost like the real, like you've seen that before. Like, I feel like I've seen that before and that's why I saw it coming. Mm-hmm. But I just like the fact that like they're still friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have this great relationship. But Peterless.
I love that we have so much room for possibilities. There's so much they can do. And I mean, it's going to be a bit before they do it.
Is Ned going to become a villain?
Hobgoblin?
No, he doesn't. No.
People thought he was going to turn into the Hobgoblin this movie with the whole MJ falling off the...
Right, but I wonder, like, with Peter now out of the picture, is he going to become a villain and Peter's still going to have to stop him?
Well, so obviously if the symbiote's here in the Marvel universe, they cast a what's his face? Who's Osborn? We either cast a Harry Osborn or I don't know the comics well enough to know if... Oh, I heard you sneeze, Scotty. I don't know, because I don't know the Hobgoblin's origins, because that's what Ned in the comics becomes. He becomes a version of the Goblin. I don't know how he becomes.
I wonder if that's what one of the Spider-Mans was. No.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing, is they have so much room for potential. Like, they can take it wherever the hell. And I'm sure, knowing Marvel, they've already got it planned out.
They will take it.
So I don't know. I mean, I like that we don't know and there's so much room for possibility, which is kind of sick because we know everything's going to connect at some point. It's hype. I like it.
Any other comments, Mike, fresh off watching it?
What was your favorite joke?
Also, Mike, here's a question. How fresh are you from watching the first five, the movie from the first five Spideys? I mean, the first five movies from the first two Spideys.
Yeah.
The first two probably been 10 years.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah. I didn't rewatch them before.
They've held up really
you
well.
You need to rewatch it. They're so good. I mean, Grace and I rewatched it right before, and that helped a lot.
Yeah, they're fun.
But, of course, we couldn't tell you to do that. I mean, we could because we knew that villains were coming at least.
Mm-hmm.
But and I also do think the way they revealed them was like
perfect.
Yeah, I think it was really good. Like it wasn't like epic, like, oh, I'm coming in to save you. And we're like, oh shit.
It was when Ned opened that first portal, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. And it was like it was genuine. Like it was like genuine confusion where they were like, wait, what? You know, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm in another universe. Yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Let's go save the other Peter Parker. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That, okay. So
I'm part of the Avengers. Oh, that's great. What's that?
Is it a band?
Is that a band?
I did love the scene where they were all in, like, the lab. And then Peter. And they're like, huh?
They did the point joke. Yeah. The youth awesome. Pastor joke was hilarious too, where Andrew Garfield looked like a pastor.
Speaking of superheroes,
me?
No. The DCEU, which I believe what we're calling it.
Yeah.
But who knows what it is. But
their 60-second spot.
They have been making movies and they have been utilizing two of the hottest things right now.
Before you even go farther than that, when you mentioned DCEU, I don't know if you noticed, they posted like a 60-second trailer they're posting for the Super Bowl tomorrow. And they show not only Batman, which comes out in a month, which I'm really excited for.
Batman.
Yeah, they show The Rock's character as Black Adam, which is a new one that comes out in July. So
interesting.
On pause, continue.
But speaking of wrestling icons becoming super hero somethings,
nailed that.
John Cena, who I believe is one of the greatest comedic actors right now, he is on it right now in Peacemaker. And Michael and I are all the way caught up. Mike has watched half of episode one before he was damaged mentally enough to be like, I need a break already, which, you know, there will be more moments. Trust me. Like you need to really thicken the skull if you're going to get through an episode without, you know, really taking some mental pauses. So we can't say that much. Yeah. Mike, you say your impressions right now from what you've seen and
I don't know.
You never watched. You didn't see the Suicide Squad, though, did you?
I did see Suicide
Squad. Oh, okay. Sick.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like totally like disgusted by it or anything like that. I just like it felt so forced. I just kept not getting into it.
Gotta watch the first episode. The end of the first episode will throw you.
It just wasn't working for me. I was just
It doesn't strike me as your kind of TV show, but also you got to kind of, I understand how you kind of felt kind of, it does feel a little kind of forced because his humor is just a little off-putting. Peacemakers is, and it is still the same way as the show goes on, but as he integrates himself with this team that he's working with, the humor is just hilarious. And I think there's a lot of inside jokes too.
I mean, I just think it was classic, like pilot episode.
Yeah.
Kind of get it rid of all the in between shit, and I just it just wasn't working for me. I think it was also just the mood and the time. Like it was like
you have to be
random afternoon.
You have to be mentally prepared.
You have to exactly. Scott knows, like, and you have to like really be like, okay, I'm watching Peacemaker. Like I'm going to sit down and like just mentally prepare.
I struggled through The Boys.
That doesn't surprise me either.
Kept really sticking.
Mike, I think you'll – that doesn't surprise me about The Boys. I think you'll like Peacemaker more as it goes on, especially you finish the first episode.
Shit, like,
the first episode's ridiculous. The end is like, what did I just watch? Scotty can't even formulate his thoughts right now. We have the finale next week, which, my God, I can't prepare myself for that.
It's like gonna be unreal. Like, I have like major questions about James Gunn. Just like, is he okay? Is this a cry for help? Like I have a lot of questions about, like I had it after Suicide Squad and like now, or the Suicide Squad, my bad. Yeah. And now I have it like more so. I'm like, is he okay?
But what and I also, appreciate, like, keep going.
Like,
keep going.
what is going to happen in Guardians of the Galaxy if this is what he's doing here? God. Like,
yikes. I'm glad that they gave the thing is best thing about James Gunn is you cannot let James Gunn be James Gunn unless he's completely unhinged. You have to give him complete creative ability to do whatever the hell he wants. And he clearly got that in Peacemaker. And holy shit. I think that, Scotty, what are your thoughts without spoiling? I thought the last episode was my favorite episode of the season. Just in terms of emotion.
Yeah.
Like, John Cena's performance is fantastic. Yeah. Because also,
this isn't a spoiler either, but he, at the end of the episode before, he finished playing the piano. He plays it for real. Yeah. He's like, John Cena is a god. Like, he is incredibly funny, and he is also showing his acting range, an incredible amount.
In that scene, Scotty, I think that same episode when they're having that team meeting and he lists all the fucking celebrities. That was off the cuff. That was complete improv. He named like 80 celebrities, just completely off the cuff. I already love John Cena. And I always love seeing posts about him because everyone, he has like the "you can't see me" like invisible joke from his wrestling days. And so everyone's like, "Who's that?" in the picture, like it's a picture of him, like, "Who's, I don't see anyone in the picture."
Yeah.
It's a good joke. Mike, you got to watch it. We'll get back to you when you finish the first episode because you'll be completely changed.
Yeah, you will text us if you're not like in a coma.
You'll be like, what did I just watch?
What the fuck just happened? All right. Now let's get to the sports part of Strictly Sports. The first part was Strictly. This is sports now. We got an update from the kennel in Spokane, Washington. It's 30-21. Okay. My Bulldogs currently up on the Gales.
We're hanging in there, St. Mary's. We're hanging in there.
But over the pond and across the way, there's Champions League soccer finally getting back into it in three days from today. Wow,
sorry, did he say something?
South American team. I didn't, congratulations.
Did Mike say something? I didn't hear him.
Champions of the world.
He's buffering a bit. I don't know.
Doesn't
I can't.
It suck to not be Chelsea. The world is blue. That is all.
Thank you, folks. We're going to talk to you next week.
I think the Club World Cup has the same amount of value as
Audi Cup.
A little bit more, but like definitely not more than the Carabao. Like, it's between Audi and Carabao Cup.
Y'all are
status.
Just jealous as fuck that you weren't Chelsea.
Just bummed that we couldn't beat, you know, whoever the fuck, Corinthians or whoever played this year. I don't know, whatever mediocre South American champion is playing in it.
Mike all doesn't right. even know.
He doesn't even know.
Paul Maris, fuck y'all.
Paul Maris, yes. Of course. Until an MLS team goes to the World Club World Cup, it will be completely devalued. Which, talking about the MLS, they're getting some big heavy hitters.
Big time. Including Square.
The Power Cube. All right. Let's pick. Who goes through this round of 16?
Ooh, all right. Okay.
Can we do's that?
All right, Mike. You first. PSG, Real Madrid. This is a big one. We're starting off huge because it's the first one I see on my schedule.
Yeah,
I think Real goes through.
I think over two legs too.
Thinking about it, PSG is playing as 11 individuals. Or maybe like a back line and then eight individuals or what, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But
how much is in a back line?
3 to 4.
But plus a goalie?
Yeah.
It's Kimpembe, Marquinhos, and Hakimi versus the world.
All right.
Just like
back line plus eight. It's like, I mean,
you're playing two center backs and a goalie as kind of your pure back line.
No, Mike, I agree with you because
you see, Nuno Mendes and Hakimi are two of the most attacking fullbacks in the game.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I also think they're playing well.
Kimpembe / Ramos.
Yeah. PSG's midfield.
Navas or Donnarumma.
Yeah.
Whoever PSG's the fuck they flip a coin for that day.
No, I don't know if you guys saw. I mean, they played Rennes yesterday, and took them 93 minutes to score. You have Neymar, Mbappe, and Messi on the field, and it takes you 93 minutes to score against.
Neymar's out injured. Okay. But still, Mbappe, still, Messi, and still, I think Di Maria. Were
they have three. A terrible midfield. I think if this is a one gamer, I think PSG's got the upper hand. But I'm agreeing with you, Mike. I think over two legs, Madrid's going to have them.
Madrid's going to be actually come at it from a tactical perspective,
and they have the experience.
Well, he's going to. Angelotti's going to find the weaknesses. It's that hard. Their three attackers don't track back, so you just overload in your attacks, and you're going to score.
Vinicius is going to have a field day.
He might on
the I think I'm the lone dissenter here. I have PSG.
Okay.
Safe.
I just hope it's fun. I just hope it's
not the same choice if both you guys went against it.
I just hope it's good. I mean, I think it's the best matchup of this. Of the round of 16.
Yeah. I don't have much reasoning other than, you know, they're just going to find a way. Well, okay. I just think PSG is too good not to get past the round of 16 here.
Thing is, I could see PSG winning leg one and getting absolutely smashed leg two. It depends. I don't know who's home, who's away. Have they decided that yet?
I mean, it's two legs.
First leg is at Parc des Princes. Interesting.
No, it isn't. It should not be.
Really? I just clicked on it and said Stadium Parc des Princes for the first leg. I'm on Google. I'm on Google.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. That makes sense. Yeah. Because the favorite, the higher team gets their home game second.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And PSG got second in the group.
Makes sense.
And Real Madrid won their group.
All right. Well,
leads us into the game in Portugal to start. Sporting versus Man City. Does anybody want to advocate for Sporting?
No. I'd love them to win. Fuck City.
They won't.
Not gonna happen.
Not this round. But Man City. Why do they always get the easiest group and the still easiest
wins? Still can't win.
And then they still blow it whenever they actually play a team worth a shit.
Still can't win.
Speaking of an easy draw, definitely an easy one for Bayern Munich, who took one on the chin today, though. They lost 4-2. But
dude,
two legs versus Salzburg, they will not. They will not.
Brendan Harrison's going to score a hattie and upset the world.
I always get Salzburg and Leipzig.
$1 move to fucking Leeds.
I get Salzburg and Leipzig messed up all the time. Yes. This is not the
team. They're both Red Bull.
This is not the team with Christopher and Cuckoo. So that's what matters. Bayern win.
Mia San Mia.
Yeah, they got smoked today, though.
Inter Liverpool. Another kind of big one here.
I still think Liverpool are playing too good.
Yeah, I think I'm with the PL bias, but yeah. I gotta go Liverpool.
It could be fun. I mean, but no, Liverpool just over two legs is not gonna happen.
Well, now that they have a little bit more depth in attack, they don't have to worry about, you know, resting certain players too long or whatever. So,
and Diogo Jota scores four goals a game.
Of how of a good of a game he has. He literally dropped like a 6 out of 10, 5 out of 10, and then scores.
It's stupid. He's so good.
Same with Lukaku, honestly, the last two games, but that's a topic for another day.
Speaking of Chelsea, Lille.
The Club World Cup champions.
I don't know, Scotty, you hear him? He's kind of buffering.
I think he broke out. The internet broke up at that point.
Yeah.
Club World Cup champions.
What's your take on this? I mean, I don't know who's on Lille.
Jonathan David.
I think
Canadian power, Renato Sanchez.
Canadian R9, baby.
I think Lille pulls the upset.
Oh, big tough guy over here.
Well, one of these teams won their group and the other team didn't. So I'm going to go with the team that won their group.
Harder competitions to be in.
I would
love the Club World Cup. You're right. Forgot Palmeiras is a world powerhouse.
Dude, they're a huge club.
Who'd they play in the semi? Al Hilal or some Saudi team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Palmeiras is absolutely bigger than Tottenham is, though.
All right.
Yeah, but they don't have Tecate and 15 other beer sponsors on.
Do they have self-filling beer cups in their stadium?
No, they're gonna host a Super Bowl in a couple of years.
Yeah,
I doubt they get it.
That'd be sick. That'd be.
They should put it in Wembley.
They should put it in Wembley, Scott. You're right. Yeah,
they put it in Wembley over time.
Anyways, I'm going Chelsea. I think Lee will give it to him though.
I mean, the way Chelsea have played, like, we're vulnerable still for sure.
Yeah.
And people like Jonathan David know how to capitalize on a team with Americans in it, obviously. So good luck to, you know, Juve, Arsenal. Now they have Matt Turner, but they're not in the Champions League, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, that was just a long-winded way to shit on Arsenal. Anyway, Chelsea will go through.
You really had to work for that one, and I don't think the payoff was...
You worked so hard for it, like the payoff's just not that good. He tried so hard.
But Mike did give me a good... He did give me a good segue into the next game. Americans in the Champions League, Juve Villarreal. Got to be Juve, Piemont Calcio.
Yeah. Dusan's pretty good.
Does it have to be, though? Like,
it doesn't have to be, but, you know, Americans in the Champions League.
Villa like to play spoiler, though.
Vlahovic? Vlahovic?
Just say Dusan. Just call him by his first name. It's easier.
Dusan scored in both of his games.
But here's the thing. He's playing in Serie A, dog. Serie A is easy. Let's be honest. He's good. Still, he's good.
First few games of the new club, he scored. So
he's good, but I want to see him play like a serious team. And Villa are solid, but I still don't think they're
they're better than Man U. So
this is true.
I think your Arsenal's not in the Champions League joke would have been better served here talking about Villarreal, and you know their manager that led Villarreal to the Champions League.
Unai is still clueless.
I mean, yeah, but he's clueless in the Champions League. Yeah. But I still say Juve.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
What did you say, Mike?
No Chiesa, though. So
yeah, it's true. But Wes is going to run the
show. One man doesn't make a team, baby. Come on. Are you picking Villarreal, Mike?
I'm going to take Juve.
Okay, so you're just being a dick.
He's just being a...
I'm playing devil's advocate.
He's just being a little turd.
Okay, our final Premier League team still in the Champions League, Atletico Madrid and Manchester United. I say this is the Madrid team that will win, and this is the PL team that will not, Atletico.
This is probably the best, I think,
if we're going off of form, they both have sucked recently.
Sucked. But Atletico won Madrid today against
4-3. They allowed three goals,
but also we're talking about a Man U team that
they create chances
but can't score in the second half.
But I think Cristiano Ronaldo is going to dunk all over Atletico Madrid.
I think so too. I think Man U go
through, but not without a few bumps and bruises along the way.
Yeah, it's going to be like a 4-3 on aggregate. I think you're right. Because Atletico's defense is just garbage.
Neither team can defend.
No, yeah. So this could be a fun one. But, yeah, I think I'm agreeing with you, Mike. I think Man U go through this round, and then depending on who they get next round, get knocked. Scotty's going.
Get someone on the center there. Yeah. And then Benfica-Ajax. I think it's a trap game because Ajax is – I mean, these are just two guys that have cooked their domestic leagues.
Benfica to school.
Dude, Ajax have only allowed – I saw a stat. They've only allowed like 10 goals. They've conceded like 10 goals this whole season throughout all competitions.
Isn't that where Luis Diaz came from as well?
Porto.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is Benfica Ajax.
Yeah. Stupid Portuguese teams.
Scott Kennedy doesn't even have words.
I'm going to go Ajax.
I'm going.
Regardless, that's where I was going.
Oh, my God. I'm going Ajax, too. Mike. He's so red right now. He looks like a tomato.
We're lucky we're getting to the end, and hopefully he knows who is in the game that we're going to discuss next, and he doesn't start saying like, "I'm so looking forward to the Lions playing the Cardinals." Not to mention those are two NFC teams, so that matchup is literally impossible. All right, so final matchup we'll discuss, and then kind of springing this on you, but you guys can mentally prepare for it. Pick our final four for the NCAA, though we all have barely paid attention that much to college basketball, but we'll just kind of throw darts at the dartboard to finish it
off. I'm going to choose four wrong teams.
No, I know. No, if you'll choose one correctly, if you're smart.
Okay. I'm going to go because different.
Well, we're not going there yet.
All right.
We're giving you the time to prepare while we talk about the Super Bowl. It's tomorrow as we're recording this on Saturday night. It'll probably drop on Sunday morning, so
yeah.
Maybe you'll be listening to it as you watch the Super Bowl on mute like a good fan would. I think without much ado, I think it's Joey B. It's written in the stars with Joey B. So
first quarterback to win the Heisman, the national championship, and Super Bowl. That'd be sick. I'm very okay, so I want the Bengals to win.
Good.
But as an Arsenal fan, I want the Rams to win because that means Stan's going to give us money in the summer.
Or he'll just be like, or he'll dig his heels in and be like, I'm the best owner of a team. It'll all work out and then do nothing.
No, I think they've already, I mean, that's a completely different topic.
Or he'll just put more focus into the Rams. Like,
but how much more players can you buy? You have a goddamn super team. But yeah, I get your point. That's my hope.
Making the Avs better too.
They still suck though. The Avs got.
I just don't think Kroenke will respond in the way you want him to.
Probably not. No matter what. Just as an Arsenal fan, I'm hoping. No, dude, the Avs are terrible. They literally were the best team in the league and lost in the first round of the playoffs last year.
Still are the best team in the league.
Yeah, they are again.
But they still lost in the first round of the playoffs last year.
Yeah. But it's a new year, baby.
It's a new season.
It is a new season.
New players.
And Arteta went to a game.
In the league right now.
I don't know what the fuck he told Stan. Say, hey, Stan, we're shit. I'm going to drop half our squad. Anyways, I still want the Bengals to win. I'd like Matthew Stafford.
But you think your prediction is Rams, though.
Yeah, I'd like Matthew. The only player I'd be happy to get a ring on the Rams is Matthew Stafford. I could care
and Cup. Cooper Cup.
Cooper Cup deserves one. Von Miller already has a ring. The last person I want a ring to see a ring is Odell Beckham. But yeah, no, I mean,
and Jalen Ramsey. Fuck Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, I want the Bengals to win. I really do. So we'll see. It's gonna be a great game. That stadium is beautiful.
Yeah, I hope the Rams offense doesn't shit the bed like they did against the Patriots a couple years ago.
I just hope it's fun. Like, I don't want it to be a blowout. We've had such a good playoff run.
Yeah.
I hope.
Can it outdo the games leading up to this?
No.
If it does, like, great. Perfect. Yeah. But yeah. I don't expect it to.
No.
Mike, are you on the fuck NFC West team with me?
He's eating a Samoa or something.
He's a sick bastard.
He can't even talk. Give him like 30 seconds.
He's gonna say, I think FC Porto is going to win the Super Bowl tomorrow.
No, I'm definitely on the Bengals bandwagon for this season.
So, love that. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's hard to root against him.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard to root against him.
Like, that's how you're supposed to build a team.
Yeah.
Not the way the Rams got there. So.
Mm-hmm. Think about that. What, 2 years ago, the Bengals were the worst team in the league, which is nuts. And they still, like, that's the thing. They still statistically shouldn't be this good. And they're just playing out of there. That's what's awesome. That's why we love sports.
That's what's so cool about sports, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, how you feeling about, I guess we were talking about football. What's the deal on Kyler Murray?
Bro, I don't know. All I know is, like, Cardinals deleted all their Instagram photos except two of him.
Oh, no.
So
you have a Kyler Murray jersey.
Dude, I don't know.
Yikes.
That's spicy. The thing is like with all the Russell Wilson drama last year, like nothing concrete. It was all just like reports, like not the Seahawks or not them. This was
crazy.
This is like concrete, like them doing something, like where you're like, okay,
what's happening?
Maybe this is just a really bad April Fool's joke that they're stretching out all the way till April, but yeah.
Or they're all throwing, right. They could be like throwing fans off that he's like signing a new contract, which I could see. I don't know, just to like create suspense, you know what I think?
I know. Too much? I think it's sick if they're doing that. Like, yeah, okay. It's fucked up.
Too much of a risk.
It's fair. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of April Fool's Day, though, April 1st, we will all be arriving in New Orleans. And which four teams are we going to be seeing there? Who wants to go first?
I'm going to go off the cuff.
Michael pulls up the top 25 to try and.
All right, here we go. Ready? Duke, Arizona, Gonzaga, Auburn.
Duke, Arizona.
I'm really lame. Because we know there's going to be like a 7 seed in there, like a 5 seed. I mean.
But your low one right now is Duke.
Yeah, that's 7.
So I think.
It's just Krzyzewski. Mike Krzyzewski's. Yeah, I feel like he's going to make a run. Last year, he's going to make a run.
I don't. I think Gonzaga. Clearly, I think Gonzaga.
Yeah.
I think Purdue.
Yeah, I think
The Big Ten is just so tough that they're going to be battle tested by the time they get there. I think Texas Tech, just because I think they're kind of the mediocre teams that's going to get hot at the right time. And then the other team I think is going to go on a run, I think, is Marquette. Oh. Shaka Smart is the head coach at Marquette. And I think they're kind of one of the really oddball teams. But they've been winning some big games recently. They have a really good team atmosphere, and I think Shaka Smart clearly knows how to make some runs in March. So,
okay, Mike's still trying to figure out what sport we're talking about.
He's like, I think the best NCAA Division III lacrosse team is Colorado College.
They got smoked today. We're talking about
They got smoked.
Rough game for Mike Horowitz.
Yeah, oh, dude. No. Bring back Sean.
I'm going to go Zags.
Zona.
Wildcats.
Yeah.
Kansas.
And Kansas.
Yeah. I could have guessed 3 of yours. And then you went the most basic other guy with Duke, yep. too, in there. You're like, let me just pick up every basketball powerhouse, like, in the past 10 years. Yeah, seems good. Surprised you didn't just throw UNC Chapel in there just to be like, oh, okay. Let's hit that one, too.
Do we have a dark horse? Everyone choose one dark horse.
I mean, my dark horse is Marquette. I think. Okay. I think I'm saying can fall for that.
I'm saying UCLA,
Providence.
Okay.
Did you just look down at the top 25 and go
the most unique one?
The Friars, baby.
Mike is right. On one right now.
I think we got to end it before Mike says something that'll end all his potential career paths. We'll see you next time. It's been a pleasure, and everybody just stay safe out there.
Bye, folks.